Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time, a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on a road to building a better me. And hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too can build a better you, because we're in this together. Yes, together. And we're in it so much together that I'm here, solo episode, but I am calling an audible. And see, I had plans on recording different material for tonight to be updated for tomorrow, but it wasn't speaking to me because there's a lot on my mind. Well, it's really one thing on my mind. I'm tired. And I know we talk about it all the time, being physically and mentally and emotionally tired. And we talk about, you know, pushing through and being 1% better every day. And I truly believe that. But I wanted to come on here this week to talk about not the highs, not sitting on a soapbox saying, hey, we can do this, and being that motivational person. I wanted to talk to you as not Jared Damn, just Jared, and talk about some of these valleys. How do you keep pushing when you're tired? How do you set goals in mind? I mean, you have the goals you already have set, right? But how do you work those goals when you're just tired? Take today, for example, for me. Today was a rough day. I knew by 10:30, 11 o'clock, I was done. I was like, I can't wait to get home. I'm going to grab me some food on the way home so I don't have to get out. It's food in my bed, watching TV. I'm done. I don't want to do nothing. And although you do have those days, you can't understand how some of those days may just add up. So for me, for work, I've hit a stretch where I've been a little frustrated, right? And we all get frustrated at work. So you get frustrated and you're like, I ain't feeling it today. And then maybe you in a cycle of something that's taking place at work, whether it's like a merger, or, you know, you got a boss that just on your ass, or just a troubling time frame, transition, whatever. And so you didn't went a day, a week, 2 weeks, the month of July, then the entire summer. And you didn't have the, like, 3 months where you hadn't been working on the stuff that you wanted to work on. For me, yeah, sure, it's podcasting, it's growing the brand, but it's also self-care. It's also trying to lose this weight and be a little healthier. It's also working on my mental, because my nervous system is shot to hell. But you can fall into those traps where you have something in mind on what you want to do, and you kind of look up and life has passed you by. So I want to talk about that this time, because we all go through it. Honestly, I just don't know if I have the answer. How do you get through it? I don't know. I guess in the past, this is like my little lull in my yearly cycle where I'm tired. So I I do stop and kind of lick my wounds and then get close to like the fourth quarter of the year and get mad at myself that I took so much time off. And I certainly don't want to do that. We're trying to break cycles, break generational curses. But how do you get past the time, the thoughts that it's just one person? So I sat with this for a little while, and this hadn't been an easy episode to record because I've been thinking about it since I got home, and I've been here for about 4 or 5 hours now, and it's like my third take recording it. But I honestly feel like you gotta have this stuff written down. You know what I mean? It's one thing to have a goal. Let's say your goal is you want to lose 20 pounds. And that's what your goal is. You wrote it down somewhere. But I think it needs to be visibly there, staring at you. So when I got frustrated and grabbed food and went right to my comfort spot, my bed. I'm a Taurus. Of course, my comfort spot's my bed. And I went to my comfort spot and had my food and like, all right, I'm done for the rest of the night. I had this glaring thing about what I'm trying to accomplish. And you don't got to be a hero to sit there and try to do, like, make this monumental thing. That's why it's 1% better every day, right? It's doing something. So if it's losing the 20 pounds, it's like, all right, maybe you ain't going to lift weights. You know, kind of like what Medina said in past episodes. Maybe all you got that treadmill. Or if your dream is, you know, to make some extra money or look for another job. Maybe you've been killing it applying for like 10 jobs a day, but you ain't really got it today. So today, if you only apply for two, you still apply for something. You did something. You did something to move the needle forward. And that's why I had to get up and put this shirt on and sit down here and record this podcast, because I had to do something to push myself forward. Even in the times where I'm tired. You're not going to be a superhero all the time. I don't know. I think even if I'm being honest with you now, I am dangerously close to hitting the stop button and just saying no new episode this week. And it's because I'm used to things. I'm used to trying to make things perfect, but I'm not a perfect person, and life's not going to line up that way. So I'm showing up when I'm tired. I'm showing up because I believe in what I'm trying to do. I think that's the thing. You gotta find that something. So, again, incomplete thoughts. No one sure had the answers, but I think, like I said, writing it down, having it displayed, doing one little small thing a day. I don't want to have anything other than that. I can't tell you one thing, though, that also pushed me out of bed. Because, of course, I was scrolling TikTok before I started watching TV. And I saw this TikTok from this quantum coach. And I think I posted on my socials. She was talking about three things that can make you a millionaire. And I, you know, I look at that like, okay, whatever. Excuse me. But the stuff that she talked about, I don't know. It was, one was, don't spend all day thinking of what you're not doing. And I know I got a nasty habit of that, but when you're praying, when you're manifesting, when you're doing these things, what your thoughts are, what your prayers are, or what you are, right? So if I'm like, man, I ain't got no money. Man, I ain't got. And I say that shit a lot. You know, oh, I wish I had some money. Because I was hearing is no money. I was like, okay. And like I said, I might need to have a manifesting person on here. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. The second thing was regulate your nervous system. And my nervous system is fucking trash. I come from a long line of people that worry about everything. And I know better. I just pretend like I don't be worried. But if you know me, you know I worry about everything. And it's about finding ways to regulate your nervous system. And as you listen to this podcast, or if you're watching this, you're like, yeah, that's true. But you're still doing the same stuff every day. Because I'm doing the same stuff every day. I literally know what I need to do. Mostly to regulate my nervous system. But you kind of get caught up in those old habits and the things that you do, and you got to break the cycle. So for me today, this morning, instead of me listening to the radio, instead of me listening to a podcast, instead of me watching TikToks, I know, while I'm driving, I know. I turned off everything and I just did deep breaths to regulate my nervous system, preparing myself for the day. Now, I did that and regulated my nervous system. I felt a lot more calmness. I felt a little loosened tension in my shoulders. My chest felt a little less tense. And I was ready to get. I was ready to call it a day at 10:30. So I can't imagine how I would have felt if I didn't do that. You know what I mean? But I think those little things help. It's finding what works for you. And I'm gonna sit there and say, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to start doing some deep breaths. I think you need to do some deep breaths. But you got to find what works for you. Frequencies and deep breaths might not work for you. Meditation, how you see it, may not work for you. But you have to do something to keep your nervous system regulated, because you can't make $1 million decisions. You can't let shit bounce off you where you're focused on that negative shit that's going to impact your entire day. If your nervous system is already like jacked up. So I was like, okay, she cooking with this video. And the third thing she said was to be careful about the people that's in your life. Not necessarily saying bulldoze people, but she was like, you have to surround yourself with people that don't feel like your dream is abnormal. I think she used the term that don't feel like abundance is abstract or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. So if I got a group of friends and I'm coming up with these ideas and all of them being like, oh, okay, good luck with that working. All right, maybe they don't outwardly hate, but I had this one friend that, because she shitted on her dreams so much, it was more so commonplace for her. So I don't think she was doing it intentionally, but I would say something, come up with a podcast, or I'm gonna do this or do that. I don't know why you do that. Just get a regular job and just do that. Just be happy. Just be grateful for what you got, Jared. That really upset me because it was like, it'll put you in a mindset that you're doing something wrong when they use key words that you're supposed to be doing. So by her saying, just be grateful for what you have, me aspiring to be better doesn't mean that I'm not grateful for what I have. It means I want more. And you can't have a desire to want more by still being grateful for what you have right now in the present. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive. But because she was so trusted, she was in my inner circle. She's my best friend. It helped put that doubt in me, which I already had doubts anyway because I overthink everything. So now I'm like, oh, maybe she's right. Maybe I'm doing too much. What kind of individual is telling you that your dream is you doing too much? If you're actively working towards something, why would you keep a person in your life that's going to tell you that you're doing too much? That sounds wild as hell. Needless to say, we don't talk anymore. But we'll keep him there because of loyalty. We'll keep him there because of the good times. Because they know all the inside jokes, or they know what movies I like. We watch Star Wars together, or the superhero movies. But that doesn't mean that they should be there for every aspect of your life. She said, keep people in your life that don't think that your dreams are big. They think that they are what they're supposed to be. And it gives you confidence where you can, okay, well, how about this? And it's not a, why you doing that? It's more so, have you thought about this? Or you could do that. Maybe if you do this. Or, oh, I like that idea. Not necessarily a yes man, but somebody that you can feed off of and they can feed off you. Y'all can have this symbiotic, positive thinking relationship. Because the latter, the opposite, if you will, having that parasitic, negative relationship, you just tearing each other down. Then you look up and it's been 10 years and you're in the same exact spot. Maybe you're not in the same job. Maybe you went to the competition because they was paying a couple of dollars higher. But you're still working. Same mentality. Nothing has improved in your life that you can brag about or speak about or be proud about, because you continue to surround yourself with these individuals. You continue to not regulate your nervous system. And every time some shit happens to you, whether your supervisor pissed you off or that girl that you don't like said some shit that you don't like, and now you harped on it for 3 days and told all your friends about it, but you wouldn't apply for no jobs or did anything else, or you stay thinking, well, this is all there is. Now it's 10 years later. In the same spot. I don't know. Just something to think about. I would like for your damn challenge this week was to simply evaluate those three aspects of your life. You ain't got to sit there and start doing no deep breathing in your car. You ain't got to sit there and start write a list of friends and start scratching names off. You ain't got to sit there and come up with a 10 affirmations that you're going to use to wake up every morning. All that shit's good. It is. All that shit's good. If you're feeling froggy, do it. But your damn challenge this week is to evaluate how you relate to things in a negative versus positive way. So did you stay focused on the negative? To evaluate your nervous system and see how bad it is when dealing with stress, and evaluate the negative people in your life. Like I said, if you're ready to make some changes, if I wait first and take it step by step. You got any questions? You got any, you're completely perplexed. You don't know how to move forward in that. My DMs are open. I'm here to help. We're a community, right? We're helping each other. 1% better every damn day. That's all I got for you this week. Hey, y'all let me talk long enough. I guess I will keep the episode in posted. But if this resonated with you, hit me up. Let me know. I want to keep putting things out there that's going to help you be better. That's going to help us be better. So until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.